SBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour.
Yeah.
The show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law.
Yes.
Yep. My name's Petty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. Joining me, as always, to my left, twin brother Billy. What's Billy, hi.
Hello.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Mr. Clayton O'Brien. Clay, hello.
Hi.
COVID continues.
Aye.
Yeah.
Episode 7.
I think it's safe to say that everybody has masks now. At least that's my perspective of being whenever I've gone to the Jewel. I have a makeshift mask now. I don't
Same
know
here.
How. It's just an old, my mom made it. It's an old like shoulder pad from a dress that she had that she put like these elastic. It really hurts my ears.
Really?
Okay.
So when I go into these stores with the mask on, I mean, it's painful on the ears. I'm like, you know what? I got to take it off. My ear's killing me.
So it defeats the purpose.
Well, everybody else has masks on, and just for solidarity, I hold mine in my hand. Like, I've got one, you know, but it hurts my ears.
You should carry a bandana around. Put that in. Put that on like Billy the Kid.
Sure.
That's what I do. I wear the bandana.
I got a surgical mask.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're special.
I am special.
It's safe to say that everybody has them now. And I heard news yesterday here in the state of Illinois that they're going to extend the order. Pritzker wants to do it. Governor Pritzker wants to extend the order till May 30th now,
okay.
Essentially.
Yeah.
May 30th, 2025.
People are going to start cracking up.
You
real
said that,
soon.
You say that every week.
Hey, we're getting closer and closer to it. I'm starting to crack up. Okay, there's only so much when you're inside your house all day and you're forced to watch just pop culture stuff and things on the internet,
kids
and
stuff.
TV, you start going, the world sucks. You know, like, this is nuts. Like,
yeah.
And your head gets ingrained with just bad stuff, you know, and you start flipping out a little bit. I'm getting antsy, you know.
Okay.
Just too much Ariana Grande in my house, man.
No.
Oh, man.
I've got her pulled up on the screen here.
You
got
to put headphones in, put on some, some Fleetwood Mac, and learn how to spin a basketball on your finger.
That's an option.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think Mark Wahlberg had the same advice on his Instagram.
Yeah. That'll take you good.
If you're bored during COVID, you should put on some Fleetwood Mac and spin this ball on your finger. Yeah, don't forget to check out my new movie.
It's a Boston Celtics ball. I got it at the Garden.
Yeah,
sure.
That'll take up two, 3 hours.
Well, you're right, Clay, but unfortunately, it's just we feel like we're on top of each other. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
I love everybody to death, but it's at this point, it's like we got to go. We take a nightly walk. You know, try
you
to do that.
To. Yep. Yeah.
Got to get out.
But you're still together.
But I was talking about Ariana.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was talking about Ariana Grande. And I
Why?
Said, there's just too much Grande in my life. My kids are binging shows the same as adults are late at night.
Uh-huh.
And Mikey, of all, you know, I thought this would
Mikey's
be.
Mikey's into Grande?
He's really into Grande.
Uh-oh.
All right.
He's sweet on Grande, huh?
He's walking around in his underwear watching Grande, you know. He's eating Pop-Tarts and sitting in his underwear just binging on
soaking
Grande.
Soaking up Grande.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. What show?
Part That's of me's the... proud, you know. I'm like, yeah, Grande.
He's into Grande.
Yeah,
God
you
bless.
Like Grande?
Yeah. Get him a Grande poster.
But the show is called Cat and Jack. Or,
yeah, sure.
I believe that. Is it
no,
Cat?
No, it's something like that.
No, I'm confused. It's Cat and something.
Her name's Cat in it.
Okay, yeah, Cat and... I want to say Tam.
Cat
but
and Dog.
Cat and Scratch or something, you know? Is that what it is? Produced by Ted Nugent.
Scratch is played by the guy who played Booger in Nerds.
Curtis Armstrong.
Yes, Curtis Armstrong.
Well, we could bring Curtis in.
He's in a show with Ariana Grande called Cat and Scratch.
Well, not yet he isn't.
We have to get the pre-production meeting first.
Yeah, well, I was just saying that I keep hearing that all day is the theme. But I keep hearing Grande because she goes, ah.
Are you forcing out?
She does this kind of thing.
Yeah, her voice is really annoying.
And
her
I hear
acting
it.
Voice is quite irritating.
It's after a while. It's cute for a little while. It's kind of Lucille Ball-ish. You
it's
know?
Like ditzy.
Yeah,
but no, it's obnoxious.
But too much Grande make the head go boom. You know?
Yeah, eliminate
Maybe
Grande
that's what,
from
how,
your life.
What, that's how what's his name felt. Pete Davidson. Too much Grande make the head go boom.
No, he got dumped.
It's the name
Grande.
Of Pete Davidson's autobiography. New York Times bestseller. Too much Grande make the head go boom.
Yeah.
Sam and Kat, thank you, Mike. I can't believe that's Mike Sarkowski, our producer, everybody. He's been through the COVID thing with us. God bless him for keeping us going here.
Oh, yeah, he's the engine.
Sam and Kat is the name of the show.
Yep.
And it's essentially about two girls who wind up in Los Angeles and become roommates. Kind of an odd couple thing.
Why okay. are you describing it?
Because you've got to check it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's nonsense.
If you're bored during this COVID, too much grande make the head go boom.
Too much children's programming in general will make you go nuts.
Okay.
It's just like it's meant to be annoying and like, you know, capture attention at all times.
Right.
So it's just like running through your head like a jackhammer.
Well, I think the next
especially the YouTube things where there's not even commercials and it's like 4 hours of like YouTube.
Those are
like
the new sitcoms, psycho. Essentially. Those families, yeah, you know, horrible. Like the families that document everything about their lives.
Yes.
I mean, poof. Maybe that's what we do. You know, just start turning the camera on ourselves and just reality it. You know, here it is. Here's me.
If you can make a quick $10 million off it, well, you there's know, you no just got to catch fire.
Nothing's quick. You got to work hard at it.
Sure.
You know. That's what Grande said.
That's all what you I really realized. Need to do is to be able to walk around those houses, do something stupid, and just go,
no, yeah,
that every 45 seconds, you got yourself a YouTube
you know what?
Show,
I watch those videos, and you probably from a filmmaker's perspective.
Yeah.
There's a lot more that goes into those little videos than you think.
Oh, absolutely. You mean the production value of it?
Oh, no, yeah. Clay, absolutely. These are like a dad who's like has his own production company who essentially just turned the camera on himself and his family and decided to make an ongoing sort of daily, like a blog, a video blog of their lives.
Yes.
And I'm saying that kids are so obsessed with YouTube and all that stuff that they start following these vlogs that essentially those are like the sitcoms for kids today. You know?
Follow the vlog.
Follow the vlog.
Sounds like a Viking.
It's an old wizard in a book. In 2020, the kids will be following the vlog. Yeah. What is vlog? What? Vlog what?
Yeah.
What does
kids
that mean?
Aren't following growing pains like
vlog
they used
Guerrero?
To.
No.
What sitcom?
A vlog, not a Vlad.
Oh. What sorry. Sitcom did you follow as a child?
Small Wonder, Different Strokes.
What do you mean by follow? Like you had a lunchbox? Well, yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You used to have Dukes of Hazzard lunchboxes?
Sure. But I wasn't, I was an after school guy, and the sitcoms that I liked as a kid that I wanted to binge were Different Strokes, which I did.
Yep.
Small Wonder, saw a lot of Small Wonder.
Webster.
Silver Spoons.
Yeah. Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Growing Pains.
Charles in Charge.
Charles in Charge, yeah.
Degrassi.
Degrassi is, you know, Degrassi is an incredible franchise. Incredible.
Franchise.
Huge. And an unbelievable children's entertainment franchise.
I tried to buy Degrassi.
Degrassi.
High school.
I purchased Degrassi. Take that, Justin Theroux.
I own Degrassi High School.
Was Degrassi in Canada?
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Okay.
Who's the Prime Minister of Canada? Did I just say Justin Theroux? Am I correct there?
Why am I the actor? Trudeau.
Trudeau, Justin yeah. Trudeau. Justin Theroux is the actor.
Yeah, he was Aniston's
Oh,
boyfriend.
Man, I can't get Theroux off the brain.
He was in American Psycho.
Was he?
Yes.
Well, I bet I know one thing that he's never had.
Oatmeal?
Creamy, delicious McCann's Irish oatmeal.
Yep.
It's the best in the land, and this show is presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
They say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Carol Ann Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spent a lot of time there, taping the Hibernian radio show at Lizzie McNeil's every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 10 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salads, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river, and tell them you were sent by your old pal, Hooley. Thanks. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you gotta check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
Uh-huh.
He is.
This is what you got to spin the ball to when you're alone. The basketball on your finger.
Oh, yes. I'm aware. I used to be able to do it.
Yeah! I don't know that song, Mike.
It doesn't. There's a deep Fleetwood Mac.
What, is that what that was, Clay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That caught me.
That's a drummer's dream.
You are a drummer, aren't you?
It's just a drummer's dream, Clay.
It's a drummer's dream, Keith.
Entertain yourself with this.
Keep playing that.
So that's been my week, is that I've had grande overload.
Yeah, forget her.
I know, but I have been to the store a couple times.
Which one?
Jules.
How's it going?
Everybody's got masks, social distancing.
Are you touching the fruit and stuff?
No, they got one. I mean, I've bought some fruit, yeah. But
they got domes over the fruit?
No, no. They got gloves and masks and sanitizer wipes for everybody.
Does everyone look mad?
No, everybody looks very orderly, surprisingly, you know?
Interesting.
Complying. I haven't seen anybody, you know. But I, like I said, I've been holding the mask because it hurts my ears.
Have you been holding in coughs?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I have been.
Is that something you think about when you go out in public? Like, don't cough.
Yeah.
Don't cough.
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
He's walking around Ace Hardware like, don't let a cough out. One of these contractors in here will punch you right in the face.
Yeah. I did visit. One of the things that I like to do is go to Johnny's and get a beef.
Oh, yeah.
During the
nothing that like a hot beef sandwich.
During the COVID crisis.
Hell yeah.
And
how's the line?
Now they have screens up over everything. You know, have you noticed these? Like, if you go into convenience stores, now they have the big panel, the glass panel.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, like the makeshift plexiglass.
Yeah, right. Well,
in the gas station I could do is they have Saran wrap and the plexiglass, and I look at it and I'm like, this thing's dirtier than than anything.
Right. You're correct, Clay. Well, they want to put Saran wrap on that because they want to sell it when they're done with it. they want to dirty that screen up.
Dirty that screen up, fellas.
I buy the screen, but I don't want to dirty it very well, so I put Saran wrap on it. I resell it when COVID is over.
Around Christmas.
Yeah, I wonder if there's gonna guys going into business over COVID overstock, you know.
This gentleman makes his own. He makes his own masks that are reusable.
There you go.
Fine, Pakistani fabric.
Anyway, I went to Johnny's.
Yes.
And they have the Johnny's beef here in Chicago, and they have they didn't have any Pakistani fabric protecting the beef sandwiches, but they do have these big tall plexiglass things. Up.
Yeah. In Johnny's.
Yeah, in Johnny's. But you have to wait outside and 6 feet apart, and they kind of, you know, signs everywhere. And there's a guy there with his Johnny's Blues on, I call him.
Of course.
White paints and
basically, bleachers. They're like scrubs, like OR scrubs.
Yeah.
I think they look more like sailors.
They're low. They're like barber shirts.
They got the white paper hats. Some of them just have normal hats, or they're covering their hair. But they have, they're like barber shirts and blue slacks.
I thought it was white pants.
And they're all wearing masks?
Yeah, it is white pants, Bill. You're right.
It's white pants
and powder blue. They look like they're, you know, nurses or doctors. Especially
beef nurses.
Because they all have the masks on right now.
They are beef nurses.
It's a beef nurse.
You guys are like beef nurses. You know what? I'm going to call you my beef nurse. Can I have a hot dog, too?
Can you dip it? Sweet and hot beef nurse? I want my beef sweet and hot.
Which one of you guys wants to be my beef nurse? First question.
Well, the beef, what it reminded me of.
You get slapped.
Was the, well, the first of all, they had these kind of uniformic things about them anyway, where they were just robotic making the beefs, you know?
Sure. Yep.
Now they have the masks on. Now they have the cage up.
Right.
And it just occurred to me that if this crisis got further, you know, where maybe we would have to hose these guys down to keep this place open. You know, they could resort to that, where the customers are saying, we want, you know, it's like Nino Brown's cocaine lair in New Jack City, where everyone's nude with masks on.
No, that's Frank Lucas, an American Gangster.
Okay.
No, they're just going to give you your beef.
Nino Brown has one, too.
Nino Brown had one as well.
In New Jack City.
They're going to give you your beef in like a ship in a bottle. It's going to be like inside a bottle, and they'll just hand you your beef, and you got to smash the glass to get your beef.
Oh, out of the bottle. Interesting. Yeah, like a surprise toy beef
egg. It says, break to eat beef, break glass.
It just occurred to me that if these guys had to be slanging beefs nude, they'd be doing it. You know what I mean?
They'd be doing just fine.
You think so? Yeah. I mean, they were like first responders with this beef. You know, I was like, look at the heart these guys have got going right now. Staying open so people can have their beef sweet and hot. And, you know, little joy to
what
get
is this, a love, you know, is this a love letter to Johnny's?
It's a love letter to Johnny's, yes, but and because beefs are just COVID treats, you know.
Love letter to Johnny's.
I made beef at home with Mary and
look
I
at
made
you,
it together.
Look at you.
Yeah, got the finely chopped jardiniere.
Oh, yeah, the relish.
Should call Billy Johnny.
Then you get the beef, the jus, get the bag
from
the guy
all about
at Jewel,
that.
And then
yeah,
you
right.
get some roast beef and...
Yeah.
Put that baby in a crock pot, let it sit for a while.
Simmer.
Put it on some Toronto's rolls, hashtag Toronto. Shout out to you, Giancarlo.
Yeah, our buddy.
You know what I mean? And it was delicious. I had it.
You know what I mean? Right? You know what I mean?
It was.
I know what you mean.
It was.
Sure, yeah.
It was easy to do, and it was so good. And you're right, it's a COVID
Have
treat.
Have you been venturing into cooking at all, Pat?
Well,
you making an Alfredo sauce?
We made shredded beef tonight because I bought stew meat. And then I was like,
"Very Irish of you."
Yeah, about a couple pounds of stew meat.
Get me a couple of pounds of stew meat.
Yeah. Go to the Jewels, put the mask on, grab the stew meat, and come home as quick as possible. And wash up before you make the stew meat. lather up before you touch the stew meat.
And then build the fence, like I told you.
Anyway, yeah, they're like in little cubes. And I said, all right, we'll scrap the stew, because everyone complained about stew. People complained about stew.
Yeah, why? Why would they?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, grande don't complain about
stew. So I was like,
well,
I got to cook this beef off before it goes off. So I browned it, and then I put a little garlic and a little beef broth.
Okay.
And a little tomato paste, and then I put it in my crock pot, and I'm just going to let it cook and just fall apart.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make tacos.
With okay, the, there you go.
Beef taco. So my wife helped me with that a lot, so shout out to her. Love her.
But, wow.
So that's the plan, you know?
Okay, that's a good plan.
What you got during COVID? Anything new?
I made some meat tacos.
Tacos.
I put some meat inside a taco.
I had tacos tonight. Well, quesadillas.
Tacos are a big hit in this country.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I understand.
If everyone's bored at home, I assure you we'll get the economy back as soon as possible to get you guys back to work. More importantly, make a taco. Relax. Chill out. Cook some beef.
Sure. Tacos are very popular.
Lather up, cover up, shower before bed. Get up, do it again, and wait for my instruction.
Yeah.
Good night.
Take a selfie of your taco.
Right.
Play with your Insta. Do what you gotta do.
Yeah.
Listen to a little grande in your underwear with a Pop-Tart. It's a free country.
Yep.
Just be safe.
Shoot some hoops. Did you watch the concert?
What concert?
Oh, the global concert for peace.
Yeah. No. Dude, I mean, some of it. I caught a little bit of it.
Yeah.
Did you watch it, Clay?
I did. I kind of, yeah.
Vedder was on there. Yeah. He was singing about, I don't know what, but.
He was singing something.
He did a tune that I wasn't very.
He was playing like an old organ from like,
yeah,
you know, Castlevania, the Nintendo
game.
He
was playing Dracula's organ.
He was playing Dracula's organ. Tonight, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Eddie Vedder and Dracula's organ.
I swear he was.
Well, I mean,
and he was playing. He's like, oh,
it wouldn't be it wouldn't be an episode of the Who's Hooli without a little Vedder or Dracula mentioned.
Oh, global pieces.
Vedder, Dracula, beef.
Put a band-aid on it.
Yeah.
Right. Wash your hands.
However, I fast forwarded right through Vedder. I'm not giving him the time of day.
Well, where can the public see this, or how did you see it? What was
you can probably see it on YouTube now.
Oh, it was on ABC?
Yeah.
See?
It was it was on every network.
It was on every station in America.
I've been watching Grande. Yeah,
yeah,
buried,
you've been
man.
Deep into Grande, apparently.
turned everything off except her.
We watched a little bit of it, but not a lot. I mean, like, I saw, like, the Stones.
Stones were amazing.
Is that when the Stones came on via, like, Zoom? And what they do? You can't always get what you want?
Yeah.
Okay, so I did see a blip of it. That was an excerpt of that concert.
Really fine performance.
Excellent. Yeah. Right. I kept looking. I did notice that Keith had some candles lit where he was, and I was like, oh, don't fall asleep with them candles, Keith.
Oh, yeah.
How many candles do you think have burned near Keith Richards in his lifetime?
Millions.
I feel like he's got candles, like people hold candles near him when he walks into doors.
He's probably got a full-time candle maintenance guy.
He probably does.
Like an altar boy that just holds
candle maintenance union.
Cold candle maintenance union. Running low on waxy candles for...
Another good
chilling out
interesting performance was Elton John, which was good. He was I'm Still Standing was the
I
song
saw that it. Yeah
and
ooh, maybe we can play
like,
that
tonight. I did that. It was very like yeah like he couldn't breathe all correctly.
Well
and yeah it was basically there was like a behind him a couple basketballs.
Yeah, it's probably his kids basketball
and
court.
A hoop from like Target with like you put the water in the base of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that's, he's playing this grand piano, and then 4 feet behind him is two basketballs and a basketball hoop. Yeah. It's like, dude, is this guy shooting hoops?
Wouldn't that be a great
Elton
maybe?
John is just like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
He's playing horse
for the championship. Swish! I'm still standing.
Yeah.
Philadelphia freedom.
Yeah, like a windmill dunk.
Shooting hook shots. Philadelphia freedom from his balcony.
He's like, I love Dr. J.
Got a dog on his shoulder?
You'd be surprised. You know, celebrities are just like us. You know, they like hoops.
He's got a little white dog on his shoulder.
Sure. Yes, he
Let's do layup drills.
I saw that performance. That was about it.
Yeah. What do you say, Poof Poof?
Poof Poof, Elton John's dog. We got Elton coming in here. Occasionally he's got Poof Poof with him, so it'd be great if we had a little food over here in the corner for Poof Poof while we interview Sir
Maybe
Elton.
A basketball. This dog loves basketball.
You know, Elton John, one of my favorite interviews of all time. He brought a dog, Poof Poof, that cracked on the floor. I was thrilled about that, but boy, one of the best times ever.
Billy, what else was there? What other performance was good?
That's about it. I stopped. I don't know what I was doing. But I didn't want, like, we recorded it, and then, Mary threw it on for a little bit. We just kind of fast-forwarded who we wanted to see, and that was it.
No Satriani, he didn't show.
No. No Ted Nugent.
No Nuge.
No Nelly.
No Nelly.
No Where the heck is Nelly?
T.I., he wasn't
No
around.
Mace, no Nelly.
No Busta Rhymes.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No Tesh.
No John Tesh.
No Yanni, no Tesh.
No Tesla. Oh,
no Tesla? That would have been nice if Tesla played a little, you know, not what you got, it's what you give.
Ooh, wouldn't that be nice?
What about Wiz Khalifa? Maybe we should play for him. Was he there?
Who's that? Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa?
No, he's grounded.
He was grounded from the COVID thing, huh?
Okay.
It was great, though.
Yeah. What else you guys been doing?
Very uplifting. I guess they raised like $100-something million.
A lot of documentary TV going on right now.
Yeah, the Bulls, baby.
I mean, the last dance, right?
How could you not?
I don't have ESPN because so I have to figure out another way to get it. Maybe if I get
you,
I know that you can get YouTube TV as like a free trial and then dump it if you don't want to hang on to the $40 a month or whatever.
Yes.
No, but you could just if you're a member of ESPN Plus, I believe.
Yeah, I don't have that, and I don't want to. I don't know if it's
okay.
No, it's not on Netflix, Mike. No.
No, it's an ESPN exclusive. So I mean, it's not on Netflix yet. It'll probably be released on Netflix eventually. But I thought ABC was airing them, but it's just...
you'll be able to buy it on Blu-ray in like 2 weeks.
Ooh, Laserdisc.
Put it in your limo.
Yep. It's pretty good, though,
It's
huh?
good. Until then, watch Come Fly With Me. I watched Come Fly With Me today.
Michael Jordan, Come Fly With Me. Yeah, that was a Sports Illustrated film, I think.
That was the first movie I ever saw when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah, that I ever owned.
Jordan's in drag in that, dressed as his grandma, isn't he?
No, it's someone else. That's Sam Perkins. No, it's not Sam Perkins. I forget who it is.
I thought you said you just watched it.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Oh.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, Come Fly With Me is an amazing thing.
It's a great documentary. It's just like from start to finish, it's everything you want
to
know.
So you get to watch that perspective, then you flip to The Last Dance, which is a completely different perspective of who Michael Jordan was.
Yeah, it's kind of like it does go through the history and all that. And
I have read...
It's more in-depth with like the little, you know, relationship with Krause and all that stuff.
Sure. And some of the beefs I've read are that, you know, a guy made a good point today, and he was like, you know, nowhere yet in the documentary or the series has it been mentioned that Krause passed away in 2014. And he has no way of defending his point of view or his stance. And everybody else in the doc is kind of throwing him under the bus at this point. And so he's there. It would be interesting. It's always nice to see, you know, the other side of the coin and at least get a statement from someone in the Krause camp.
Well, I think that we'll probably
and
know.
And this documentary does not have that.
Not that we know of yet. It's 10 episodes. I mean, there may be something where there will be some footage from Krause probably as the documentary goes on from that season, a lot more of it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only person who could probably tell more about what was on a Krause perspective would be Reinsdorf and, I don't know, B.J. Armstrong maybe a little bit.
Reinsdorf, you know, already defended him pretty, you know, openly.
I can imagine, I mean...
Not like,
in the beginning,
really.
He said, you know, Krause was one of the nicest guys I ever met in my whole life and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, but like the whole deal when he had to work out the contract with Jordan and then, you know, like the whole Pippen thing had never been totally
discussed. He's like, I didn't put a guy in there, you know, to win a personality contest. I wanted someone in there to do what I instructed him to
do. Right. Well, we'll know more. It's been a fun documentary.
All
to watch.
I know is they won six championships.
They won six, and then this Sunday upcoming, right. I don't know, we're totally pumping up, giving ABC all this free plug.
Is it just 1 a week? Is that how they're releasing, or is it 2 a week?
Is it 2 a week, Mike? Okay, so the first one was 2 episodes, so this upcoming Sunday will be 2 episodes. And
tomorrow.
tomorrow. So we have to find about Rodman now. We're getting into we're into the 96 season, but we're on this in the documentary, but we're at the probably right before the All-Star break, right around there, because Pippen was coming back now, and then Rodman all of a sudden says he wants a vacation, and then this whole fiasco goes on when he went to Vegas. So.
Was Rodman friends with Eddie Vedder? I think he was.
Yes.
And so I want to bring this up. What's the over-under on an Eddie Vedder cutaway or pop-in during this series?
It's in there. It's 100% in there.
You think you think Vedder appears in the series at some point?
I know Timberlake does.
Okay.
Vedder will. Vedder will.
I'll bet you Johnny's Beef.
Do you think any employees from Johnny's Beef will make an appearance?
Dude, they never know.
They cut to a guy in a blue shirt, a powdered blue shirt.
It's like, I served Michael a beef, and...
He's like, I served Krause thousands of beefs.
Scottie Pippen used to do Mr. Sub commercials. Do you remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Just watching Come Fly With Me, too.
Well, I'll tell you what. If Johnny's can make a reference into the show Ozark, yes, there is a possibility it could be in The Last Dance.
Absolutely. It makes you realize how really spoiled we were to have all that good basketball going on during all those years. The prime of our life, when we were really into sports, you know, like...
As a young kid, yeah.
Age 10 to 18, essentially.
Sure.
Was just championships for your home team. That's amazing. I mean, that's really, really very lucky.
Yeah. I mean, since I haven't been able to talk about baseball because it's been so quiet. We don't know what's going on with that. Yeah.
Watch the natural. Keep your hopes up.
But I have been concentrating a little bit about the NFL.
Yeah.
Got the draft coming up this weekend. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. When there's nothing else
going on. Brady, did you hear about Tom Brady?
Brady and Gronk back together.
What do you mean? Gronk is going to play for the Buccaneers?
Yeah, he came out of retirement, and then the Patriots traded him to Tampa Bay because he requested to be traded to Tampa Bay for a fifth-round draft pick.
Thomas Edward Patrick Brady making moves. He was asked to leave the Buccaneers, but he got caught working out during COVID, and they were like, you have to go home, sir. Yeah.
He was park. Yeah, Brady was just in like a park in Tampa. Yeah. Like running stairs. They're like, hey, get out of here with your perfect face.
Well, Brady and Gronk reunited as Buccaneers, huh?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So
throw up that's been part of the storyline.
I find that very interesting because Gronk has done so much about PTSD from playing football and all the brain, you know, stuff that goes on. He's spoken very candidly about that, and that was part of the reason that I believe he's decided to move away from football. Well, I want to save my head. He's flipped the coin and said, okay, I'm all in with Brady for one more season.
He said the year off of football allowed him finally for his body to actually recover.
He's been getting slimed on Nickelodeon for the past year.
He was able to cut down to his weight. He said that by watching a lot of film, what had bothered him was is that the player that he would see in the past 3 years of his career was like a shell of him, he felt. So he feels like after this year off, all the weight he's dropped, he feels like he's in great playing shape. And, you know,
Tommy Brady could be very persuasive.
I think the Patriots
too.
Were like, well, we don't.
Yeah, I think you're right, Clay.
So, but it's freed up an opportunity up for the Bears. So we'll see what happens because the Buccaneers do have a decent tight end in O.J. Howard right now. Who
might be traded to the Bears. There's rumors there.
Rumors he could be traded to the Bears.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and that it would only cost something very, very minimal. And I think that's probably something we could see the Bears do. And maybe they don't draft a tight end.
Should get Scottie Pippen to play tight end.
Yeah, should.
Pippen's playing tight end for the Bears.
Be amazing.
Get leveled, man.
Yeah, you'd crush. You'd cry for Scottie. Get him out of there. Get him out.
Put Pippen over the middle.
It's Johnny Dorito on the sideline, his agent.
Oh, man.
Get him out of there.
Johnny Dorito has not been in the Bulls documentary yet. He hasn't appeared.
He will.
Agent John Dorito.
David Falk, John Dorito. Yeah.
David Falk, wow. Imagine having his life.
Well,
being Jordan's agent for 30 years? I mean,
he had everybody, though. I think Falk had tons of NBA superstars.
Yeah, but especially Mikey.
Man. We should play some Ariana Grande. You know that?
You think so?
Well, we're having such a lull here that I want to love harder on the show.
Oh, jeez.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be Love Harder.
I think you're getting, you get
Is that the song that goes?
Love Me Harder.
I think you get a little Grande for Grande.
I do. Well, no. I get joyous for grande. You know? Grande already means large.
So who plays the grande at the house? Mikey, Charlotte, and your wife are all grande?
Everybody's grande, man. Okay. I want everything larger.
It's the name of your book.
Everybody's grande.
Melania, everybody's larger. Put grande on, please.
Make me a milkshake. No protein, though. No Lots of ice cream.
Yeah.
How's the treat department going for everybody? Everybody eating?
We're loaded up, Billy, man. We got ice cream cones.
You know what I've been into, Billy? Mr. Good Bar.
Mr. Good Bar, huh?
Yeah,
I had a Klondike mint chocolate chip yesterday that was fire.
Look at you. You think it's the middle of the summer.
It was excellent.
Your Klondike bar.
Klondike mint chocolate chip.
What are you sitting in swim trunks in a baby
$2.99 pool eating for a Klondike six pack bar? At the Jules. I was like, whoa.
Andy's listening to Grande. Billy's sitting outside in a baby pool.
Oh, I had some baby roots the other day, too. Those are good.
Yeah, those are great.
Those have been kind of what I've been candy
binging. I had a kick on those for about 2 years, baby roots.
You got to switch up your candy routine in COVID or else you'll lose it.
You'll lose it. You can't. Yeah, you can't be still.
Like every 3 or 4 days, you got to switch them out, swap them out.
Yeah.
Check your teeth, swap them out.
Like check. I switched from Mike and Ike's to Lemonheads.
Check for pain, swap out your candy.
For those of you who've forgotten, we were going to play a little Ariana Grande. It's a Love Me Harder. Be back after these.
Gotta, 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 g
say Irish women can be a strange blend of shyness, of pride and conceit, yet they have a stubborn refusal to bow in defeat. Their hate is as fierce as their devotion is grand, yet there is no middle ground on which they will stand. My family and friends tell me this sums me up exactly. I'm Carol Ann Gallagher. I am a proud Irish immigrant and now a partner at Dwyer & Coogan, a personal injury law firm here in Chicago. I was born and raised on a little island off the coast of Donegal. I studied and practiced law in Ireland before emigrating to Chicago 11 years ago, and I took up the practice of law here too. As a personal injury lawyer, I've been blessed to help those who find themselves in vulnerable and tragic circumstances. In my proud representation of families injured by the negligence of others, I've secured millions of dollars in verdicts and settlements for my clients. I can be your advocate. I can have your back. I will fight for you when you feel like you have no fight left within yourself. For more information, please go to my website at dwyercoogan.com or give me a call, Caroline Gallagher, at 312-543-4642. That's 312-543-4642. All of our consultations are free. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes are third generation, family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. The Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this was one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, and was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of service is evident 98 years later, as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. At Sheehy's, the name on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family. And you know, you never forget something like that. Their entire staff cares about each and every family they serve. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike LaRock, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves on offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy & Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Before the break, welcome back, Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. Before that, we had a little Ariana Grande.
Yeah, you got your Grande fix.
With The Weeknd.
Well, yep. First it's Spears, now it's Grande. What's going on?
I don't know. It's all the whoo.
That's
love
what happens.
Me, love me, love me, love me.
Okay. You've got a, you know, a girl in the house. You can deal with that sort
She's
of stuff.
Cheering me up. She's cheering me up during this COVID.
My daughter is doing the same.
Is she?
Yeah, she's in the werewolves.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that.
Big time.
How'd she get into werewolves? Did she happen to stumble across Teen Wolf? My kids watched Teen Wolf for the first time recently.
I think it stemmed actually from the Thriller video.
Oh, yeah, okay. And that's the most frightening part to her.
Yeah, but she like is fascinated by it. So she watches there's like these kid werewolf videos, and she's requesting them 42,000 times a day.
That was like my Mikey when he was that age. He loved horror stuff. He still talks about it, but he's kind of moved away from it a little bit. Now he's more into Grande. and video games. FGTVers is the name of the channel that he watches.
My boys are into that big time.
That's the dad that looks like he has a North Carolina jersey on and looks like
the crappy goatee and the glasses. Yeah. I'm very well of who he is.
I catch myself laughing at him though once in a while.
Yeah, he's not bad. He cracks me up too. You know, much love to you, FGTVers. I've roasted.
He's like a guy you'd see at like Scoville Park after school.
Last week I said he looked like a guy you'd see at the North Riverside Mall. Well,
same difference.
But you get the picture, folks.
Yeah, he's probably a creep like the rest of us.
Listen, if some guy from the Brickyard can start filming his family and playing games together, I can do it too.
He's probably like a videographer.
Say what?
He's probably like a videographer guy.
He's videographers.
He's got all the fancy equipment. He knows what he's doing.
My kid's going to school. He's going to be a videographer.
You're sitting around doing nothing. He's making gazillions.
Well, my daughter Charlotte is so like, in, she wants a YouTube. She wants to start a YouTube channel. She wants these. She's watching TikTok, and I've tried to regulate that as much as possible. But when
I can't stand that.
It's brutal, man.
It's horrible.
It's weird.
It's a horrible invention.
Because your kids are just dancing to the phone, you know, by themselves and lip syncing. And I'm like, what is going on in here? You know?
What's the point?
There's also lots of, like, you know, people cooking stuff, making cooking videos where they make cookies and stuff like that. Charlotte's kind of into that.
These are all tools the Chinese are using to steal your life.
The TikTok is Chinese. Beware of Chinese TikTok. This was the whole idea. Get a bat, infect everybody, bring them over here to the USA, and then force everybody inside to get on your TikTok platform and steal your information. Be careful.
That was all Operation TikTok.
Operation TikTok COVID.
That's right.
COVID TikTok.
That's right.
My daddy was part of Operation COVID TikTok.
My daddy was a general in the United States Army. He said that Operation
Desert
TikTok
Storm?
Was
no,
a...
Operation COVID TikTok.
Yep. They had a robot bat.
Yep. But part of me is starting to come to terms with it, and it's like, well, if she's interested, it's the aspect of filmmaking, I think, that she's interested in, you know?
You guys should make a Western.
And it's like, well, let me sit down and start, you know, embrace this and start, like, trying to show her how to make movies properly.
Yeah, you need a green screen.
Yeah, maybe I do. I can make one. I can buy one.
Let's do it. Yeah. Well, we can collaborate.
Sure.
We'll use our kids as props.
Well, yeah, we'll exploit our children to make money. What an interesting idea. Work for Britney Spears' dad.
Yeah, work for Grande's
family. What's Britney Spears' dad? Don't say Randy.
Doug?
I said it. Oh, boy.
God bless
You'll
everybody.
You'll have to Google him.
Yes, please do.
Excuse me? He's a born-again Christian.
I said Doug.
Doug Spears.
Doug Spears.
Quarterback of the Falcons. Yeah, Doug Spears, 1982. Who cares?
That should be a new game we play. Guess the celebrity dad name.
Ooh, I hope all the celebrity dads are doing good during all this.
Yeah, shout out to the celeb dads.
Actually, that's all you celebrity dads out there. We love you.
Billy's Southern College Radio
station.
I think
that's a great idea. I think that maybe next week we do a little
Jamie Spears.
Jamie Spears.
Hence the sister, Jamie Lynn, named for the dad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, guess the celebrity dad. I think that we should bring that around.
That would be a great sitcom, celebrity dad.
You know, we kind of have to charades each other into the name of the celebrity dad.
Oh, on the show, like a new segment of the show.
Yeah, this week on Celebrity Dad, guess the name of, you know, Miami B. Alex's dad, right? Isn't that Blossom? Yeah,
well, wasn't Blossom's dad like a celebrity in that show? He was like a musician, or was he like a struggling musician?
Oh, you're talking about the life inside the sitcom. I think.
I was thinking real life. Guess the celebrity's dad's name in real life.
Right. I'm talking about my sitcom that I'm writing right now.
Called
Celebrity Dad.
Oh, okay. It might be Alex starring it, and her dad plays a struggling musician.
No, that's what happened in Blossom.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
I just don't want to make sure I'm not stealing,
Plot lines here.
Okay. There's lots of shows surrounding the dad figure. What was it? My Three Sons is, you know, the original of that. And then you have...
I'm changing my title to Insane Celebrity Dad.
You had Dick Butkus was on a show called My Two Dads.
Yes.
You guys remember that?
Yes.
And then what else? Well, any other dad programs?
Alex Karras was on Webster. Webster's dad.
Famous TV dads. Sure.
Let's go back to your YouTube channel. What would it be centered towards? Video games, film, art.
I've thought about this, and I thought maybe
hang lighting.
Well, it could be a funny parody of those shows that already exist. You know,
that's an idea.
But the parents are kind of sour and exasperated. You know, and they yell at the camera and, you know, break things, and that's what people want to see. They want conflict. You know, there's never any conflict in those shows. Everyone's ever swimming, and the dog's in the pool with the inner tube in its mouth, and they're cooking hot dogs, and no one's ever crying or yelling or throwing a tantrum and breaking stuff. Like real stuff, like real family stuff, you know? Yeah. People fighting and yelling, loving harder.
That should be the name of it, real family stuff.
Love Harder might be the name of it. I don't know, that might have been taken already. It's not very G-rated.
Is love the theme of our show this week?
Love is the theme.
Is the theme. Maybe can we play a love song?
We can play a love song.
Let's play it by Tesla.
I know you want to play Tesla. Yeah, okay, we'll play love song.
Let's do it.
By Tesla?
Yeah.
All right, well, I think that's going to be the end of the show if we do it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we can wrap it up.
Are we going to go into a love song?
Oh, yeah, all right, we can play.
No, let's wrap it up, and then we'll go into love song.
Thank you, Bill.
Bill's that works Bill's, out for everybody.
Bill's
Sorry.
Tesla's manager.
Mm-hmm. Listen, I just got a call with Johnny DeRito off the phone. He wants you guys to wrap it up and
get into the Tesla.
Get into the Tesla as quick as possible because you're running out of COVID material, boy. You know.
Guess the celebrity dad next week.
Next week we'll do a segment. Guess the celebrity dad. Please go to our Facebook page and suggest a celebrity dad. We can play. You can all play along.
That's right.
You know, I want
the more
you to
obscure,
play.
The better.
The yeah. more obscure, the better. Also, the father of Britney Spears again, Jamie Spears.
That's right.
Yeah. That's the educational portion of the show this week.
Not right. Randy, Jamie.
That's right, Clay. That's right. If you've enjoyed the last hour, you can find archived episodes of this show if you go to hibernianradio.org, or you can go to iTunes and search for us there at Hooli's Hooli Show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank our sponsors again. The show is presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal.
Yes.
And Carol Ann Gallagher, personal injury attorney at law. Until next week, stay safe. Try to love each other a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, here's Tesla with Love Song.
See ya.
Bye. If you need a friend.
Should give it to them.